It is December 23 when I'm recording this, almost Christmas. Maybe you're that last minute gift giver wondering for the perfect gift yet to give those that are close to you and or even a friend or a neighbor for that matter. What can I do? What can I give? I don't have a lot of money. I'm out of ideas. Hey, we're going to talk about three amazing gift ideas that won't break the bank and bring peace and smiles to those around you. Today's sponsor is me, Dr. Peace. And not only just me and what I'm trying to achieve and trying to reach 3 million people with more peace by 2030. Hope you can help me do that. But also the Genesis companies that I founded. And so the Genesis Divorce and Family Center, we even help you prevent divorce. So check that out. And then if you do decide to divorce, we help you through a peaceful process. We'll save you thousands. I mean, literally thousands of dollars. And then if you're post-divorce, you're one of those co-parents that are struggling, trying to make that work, we can give you a hand with that as well. Hey, you may have an aging parent that your siblings aren't all on the same page of, well, how do we take care of mom or dad? Or maybe you are the one in charge. You're the one with the power of attorney, and your life got turned upside down just at a phone call with a medical emergency, and your life has not yet to be turned right side up again. We help with that at the Genesis Family Aging Center. We help get your siblings on the same page to figure out how to go forward with your parents. We paint a picture, a roadmap for you of how to go forward to try and mitigate conflict and keep you going in peace and unity and grace. That sounds like a good thing, right? So check us out at the Genesis Family Aging Center. And then if you happen to be in a business or you at work and you've got plenty of drama, and performance is dropping, conflict is raging. Hey, that's our specialty. That's our niche. We're conflict firefighters. We run into conflict when everyone else is running out, yelling, get me out of here. So check us out. I love my team. I got some amazing people working with me. We want to help bring peace in your world. So let's get back to what it means to try and be a last-minute gift giver that's going to put some peace and smiles on people's faces. My brother-in-law, Kurt, would always wait to the last minute to send us a gift. And it's not like he was searching for a perfect gift. He just sent us money in a package, but as late as possible. One year, it even arrived on Christmas Day. He was a generous and fun guy, and we certainly miss Kurt. He passed away a few years ago. He still reminds me of the ultimate last-minute gift giver. But how about you? Do you need some gift ideas that won't break the bank, bring some peace and smiles to people? Here's my first tip. Number one, the gift of encouragement. This gift doesn't cost a thing and yet has a powerful punch. Here it is. Write a handwritten letter. Now, I'm not talking about a note. I'm talking about an actual letter. I don't know if your handwriting is as bad as mine. Maybe you'll want to go ahead and use your computer and type it out or dictate it. The point is, write a letter, not just a note. Think about your words. Steward your words. We have such powerful effect with our words for either encouragement or discouragement. This is about encouragement. You know, depression, anxiety levels have risen to record highs in our nation. Our normal anxiety level as a nation is usually about 11%. It's hitting toward 50% now. That's a huge uptick. People are maxed out. They're zoomed out. Stress is high. Patience is low. Family, friends, coworkers, and neighbors get our worst instead of our best. And those closest to us seem to often get the brunt of our frustration and anger. So in this letter, specifically call out character traits, things that are unique to that person. Not, you know, don't be fluffy, you know, make this count, make it meaningful to the person. You're calling out those character traits and actions unique to them that you and others value. Now, my wife and I spend a decent amount of time separated these days between new grandbabies and caring for aging parents. It keeps us pretty hopping. So we spend a decent amount of time apart traveling and doing this kind of stuff. So we have a tradition of writing each other every day and talking to each other as well. So I usually write an email in the morning. Sherilyn usually gives me a text somewhere in the day when she finds time. And then we usually talk at night. Here's my point. One time when we were separated, I chose to every day write her a letter. It wasn't just a note. I gave it some real thought about things that I so much appreciate about her, about how she's wired, about how she's made, and what kind of person she is, that kind of stuff. And I did it every single day. So she had, I think she was gone 10 days, so she had 10 letters, each celebrating something different about her. That was so touching to her that when she got home, she printed those out, put them in our fireproof safe, so that our kids could read someday how much their dad loved their mom and expressed it to her. That's how much those words meant to her. It what I meant as just a thing to uplift her at the moment became something of a lifetime. She treasured it. So never, never, ever discount the power of encouragement with your words. They're powerful. Steward them wisely. Give the gift to others that doesn't cost a thing and yet can have an impact of a lifetime. Well, what about the gift of time? Number two, this is a gift that keeps on giving. You know, for my 60th birthday, yeah, I'm an old guy, my wife Sherilyn and the kids created a book of pictures and letters from that each one of them wrote, as well as some of my significant others in my life. So I really treasure that book, and I pull it out every now and then, especially when I'm a little discouraged, and it reminds me that I'm a decent guy. So everyone needs something like that, right? So as I read each letter from my kids, though, one thing really stood out. It was time. I was a busy guy back then. I'm still a busy guy today. Always working 55 to 65, maybe sometimes 70 hours a week. I tried not to get over that. Tried to actually stay around 55 hours a week. And even in the midst of that, oftentimes I was busy at night. So I could have control of my schedule most of the time. So I found time to take each one of my kids out for daddy dates. So I have five kids, so that was a little bit of challenging, but it was the best thing I ever did. And we had 24 foster kids. They were babies, so it was a little different. And when they wrote about me, the things they appreciated about me as a dad, they mentioned two things. One was the daddy dates, and the other one was that I would spend time every morning making them a big breakfast. And I made a nice breakfast. I'm a pretty decent short order cook, you know. So bacon and eggs and crepes, and that was one of their favorite, and pancakes and French toast. And, you know, I just loved making breakfast, and they loved eating it. And we'd do that every day before they went off to school, and then I'd say a blessing over them, which was, I thought, pretty cool. And they mentioned as well, bless them. Bless people, you know, not so that's a gift of words again, right? So the gift of time. So that made a significant impact on them. They each one of them mentioned that in these letters to me for my 60th birthday. So how about the gift of time? Just simply showing up and being present moment by moment, day by day. Maybe it's a special moment, a moment you're creating. You know, one thing that my wife loved is we loved these all-day dates that we would go on. And sometimes we just put the top down on the convertible and we drive up the Columbia Gorge. It's a beautiful place on the planet, let me tell you. And especially in springtime where everything's blossoming, and in the fall when the leaves are changing. Oh, my goodness. But just, you know, it costs us gas and a little bit of money for lunch. We stopped for lunch, and we went up to Mount Hood and played in the snow a little bit. There's still snow up there in the middle of summer. So it's those simple things that can be so important and so cool, because the other person knows you're creating space for them, right? And if you need to do it regularly, whether it's your child, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend, you know, I'll tell you the truth, what I struggle with, because my life is filled with a lot of family, I struggle with keeping time for my friends. So I don't know what it is for you, but give the gift of time. Create some space, put it on your calendar. I don't know, if it doesn't get on my calendar, it won't happen, okay? Create that space, make it happen, and give the gift of time. And it will be one of the greatest gifts that you will ever get. You are time stamping moments in the lives of others. That is powerful. And last one, give the gift of serving. You may be a server yourself, and you're constantly thinking about how to serve others. If that's true, one of the greatest things usually somebody can get back to you is serving them. So serving is not necessarily always top of mind for me. I wish it was. I have to admit, I have to think about it. I have to kind of plan it. You may be more like me, or if you're the server, you just do it instinctively. That's how my wife is. But this can be an amazing gift to those around you. Like, how about doing the dishes for Christmas this year, or recycling the boxes and paper after the gifts are opened? Or you want to stretch a little bit, come back after the day of Christmas and help clean. Help take down the Christmas decorations after New Year's, inside and outside. Or even better, think of something for your partner, your friend, coworker, even your neighbor would appreciate all year. Maybe shoveling snow if you live in that part of the country, or bringing in the garbage cans after garbage is picked up. I know some HOAs are literally really strict on that. You get fined if they're out too long. You know, getting or making coffee for somebody, mopping the floors, making food. You know, there's just hundreds of different ways. You know, cleaning the car, changing the oil, you know, just think of the, it's often the little things, right? It doesn't have to be huge things. It's often the little things. And what does it communicate? It communicates that that person is important and they're loved. Simple as that. It communicates they're important and they're loved and you want to serve them. And you're not going to gripe about it. You're not going to moan about it. You're going to have a smile on your face. And when you smile and do it, it's going to bring a smile on their face as well. I'll guarantee you these things will bring both peace and smiles, and they won't break the bank for sure. And you can do it last minute, and you can do it all year long. So there you have it, three simple gifts that will not break the bank and bring peace and smiles to those you love. Merry Christmas from Dr. Peace.